What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, I want to talk about productivity, and I want to simplify productivity for you because I know that there are so many posts online that talk about how to be productive and how to schedule your day. And it's all great information, but I know sometimes it's overwhelming because everyone has a different version of how to be productive. Now, before we get started, can you please share this post with someone that you know is struggling with being productive, with getting things done, moving forward in life in the best possible way? I mean, I had the same exact issue, so I know there are a lot of people out there with similar issues as well. And also, don't forget to subscribe because I release an episode every single day. So if there is one podcast that you can count on to wake you up in the morning and really get you pumped up, is this one. Now, point number one, you want to pick a handful of things that are extremely important to you at this time. Now, let's say you're running your business and you know that you need money and you have four people that have completed their, you know, service cycle, but you haven't invoiced yet. So now you know that this is an extremely important task that you have to accomplish because you need cash flow, of course, because you want to stay on top of billing. Then you also maybe have to pick up your kid at school, which is very important, but you also maybe want to go shopping for a new pair of shoes, and it's been in the back of your mind for quite a bit now. And the list goes on, of course. Everybody has multiple things going on at the same time. Now, what you want to do is pick a handful of things that are extremely important to accomplish at this time. All right, of course, pick up your kid at school, very, very important. Second of all, you need to invoice your clients. Third thing, maybe you needed to change a pipe at home because there was a leak or something. Now, you write these things down, and then the point number two is to prioritize those tasks or habits, and I'll tell you about habits later, and do them first if you can. Now, I say if you can because if there's an extremely important meeting that has to be done at 4 p.m., you don't want to start your day at 4 p.m., of course. Now, you want to prioritize these tasks or even habits, meaning, let's say you want to start a running habit. So you know that is a habit that you, so it's a task that you have to do 7 days a week. So you prioritize what's super important to you. And point number three, do not end your day until you have completed the priority list. Guys, this is that simple. Even if you have to do 10 things in a day, if you prioritize your most, the three most important tasks, at that point, no matter how your day ends, even if you've only completed those three tasks, it was a productive day. So bringing back to it is, it doesn't really matter how many hours you put in. There are certain things that we'll talk about later that demand your time. For example, sales. If you have to make 100 phone calls, you can't really prioritize which phone call to make. Do outreach, do as many phone calls as you can. But when it comes to other things in management, in running really an optimized life, you need to prioritize what's very important to you at this time and do that first. Now, number four is update this list as needed. So daily, weekly, etc. So what I do and when I teach my coaching clients is to have a daily to-do list. But most importantly, on Sunday, at the end of the week, you want to create the list for the week. And then you distribute these tasks on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then what I do is generally leave Saturday and Sunday for my unfinished tasks. Because, you know, life happens. So if you, let's say, wanted to do four or five tasks on Monday, but then you got very busy and you got sidetracked, what you can do is pick up that slack basically on Saturday and Sunday. Now, we could go on forever. So if you want to know more, please DM me on Instagram. I offer one-on-one coaching. We can talk about rates and we can talk how we can optimize your life to take it to the next level, to quit the job that you don't like or to scale your business. So again, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, up your game.